He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is the July 21st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, earnings season is really heating up now. In fact, I think today's the heaviest day of earnings flow coming in. I mean, it's just like, wow, it's hard to keep up with. And there's a few big ones here that are tainting the market. And just like there's best stocks now, there's bad stocks now, worse stocks now. And a couple of those companies today are hurting the market. But overall, you know, the NASDAQ is up today right now. Well, we've got the NASDAQ up 8 points to 5,226. And it would seem that, you know, the majority of best stocks now are found in the NASDAQ. That's a lot of four-letter symbols there that are leading the market this year, particularly in the biotech and pharmaceutical sectors. We have the S&P 500 down a point right now, okay? Now listen to this. This is crazy. The S&P is at 2,127. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 120. So if you wake up and you look at the headlines and you say, oh my gosh, the Dow's down 120, what's wrong? Well, it's basically two stocks. It's IBM and it's Verizon. So you have to know what's underneath the surface of all of this. Meanwhile, my accounts are hitting new highs today. There's a lot of stuff that's going good here. Crude oil is up 0.5% to $50.71, but it's been very, very weak this year, obviously. Gold in a bear market now. Gold is at $1,100 per ounce. I've kept you out of gold for the last 3.5 years. The euro is at 1.0898, and the 10-year yield is drifting higher now, 2.385. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as we get another flood of earnings reports coming in. And now we are in the thick of it. And some companies are reporting the thin of it. And those companies are companies that I've been telling you for years are not best stocks now. They're mediocre. They're stocks, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. We need to come up with an acronym for that. Stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. Sosoy, I guess. IBM, one of those stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. You take a look at the market, you know, and the NASDAQ's up and the Dow's down triple digits. Well, it's because of IBM, a stinker of a stock. And why has IBM been a stinker of a stock? Because they have not grown earnings. And without earnings growth, how does the stock go higher? How does it become more valuable? It doesn't. They've now reported 13 straight quarters of shrinking sales and shrinking earnings. You gonna call that a best stock now? And yet, I think just as recently as yesterday, I heard one of the pundits on CNBC. He's on there all the time. You know, and I've heard the same words come out of his mouth. When he's on there, I can almost say to myself, we're going to hear him plug a mediocre stock. And he was saying, how can you pass up IBM at this level? It's single digits. I think you got to look at it here. And I say, why would I want to look at it here? It's been a stinker for a long time. And it continues to be a stinker. And it continues to drift lower. They're not growing their earnings anymore. Look at these last four quarters of earnings. Minus 10%, minus 6%, minus 13%. That's not going in the right direction. Now, there was a time when IBM was the new kid on the block. It was the Apple of its day. And it was the apple of many investors' eyes back then. And now you could say, well, at a P.E. of 11, how can you pass it up? Therein lies the problem with strict value investing. Okay, you can take a look at all of the numbers on IBM. In fact, let's just pull them up here for a minute. Let's take a look at the financial ratios and the P.E. ratio, the price to cash flow ratios, and let's just see where they're trading at. And let's make a big value case. It's trading at only 10 times forward earnings. But here's my problem as a growth investor. The PEG ratio is 1.68. That means it's not growing at 10% per year. It's growing less than that. But then you take a look at price to sales, and it makes the value investor's mouth water. 1.89 sales, you can buy this giant company. And then they'll coo about the dividend at 3%. You'll get paid to wait. For what? 3% dividend yield. And then they'll take a look at price to book value. Historically, it's at a historic low. And they'll take a look at the enterprise value and the fat profit margin and the return on assets of 10.3. And they'll continue to make a value case for the stock. And I can make a value case for the stock, but I can't make a performance or relative strength case for the stock. This thing was $211 4 years ago, and today it's $164. It's going the wrong way. I had someone call up, and they faxed over their statement to me to have a look at. And I would say this, you're in all the wrong places. Everything that was in that account was interest rate sensitive. And over the last several years, while the market's been hitting new highs, his account's been hitting new lows. I don't know who's managing the account. I believe it's one of the big wirehouse firms. It had every wrong investment, and nothing's been done. There's still all kinds of energy in there, MLPs, pipeline stocks. That's the bottom of the ladder right now in my asset class rankings, or the MLPs are at the very bottom of the asset class rankings. Just all the wrong places. And IBM is the wrong place. And I would echo the same feeling about Verizon. You say to me, well, Bill, look at this big dividend that Verizon pays, 4.7%. How in the heck can I pass up a 4.7% dividend? And I would say it's real easy to pass up a 4.7% dividend. Here's a stock that was $41 a share 10 years ago, and today it's $46 a share. It's barely budged. And here's a stock that is not growing their earnings anymore. And the stock is absolutely flat. Relative strength of 48. You could make a value case for Verizon. You could say, well, Bill, look at the PE ratio. It's only 14. It's a lot less than a lot of these stocks that you talk about. Well, I've talked about a lot of stocks that are trading in the low teens. But the difference with the ones I talk about, they're growing by 10, 15, 20% per year. What's Verizon growing at? Let's just take a look at the expectations going forward. I'm sure it's single digits. They're expected to grow by 5.7% per year over the next 5 years. So I like the dividend yield. There's nothing wrong with that. I have a dividend-paying portfolio. But I also want the opportunity for capital appreciation. And in these stocks, IBM and Verizon, that's what's missing from these stocks, the potential for capital appreciation. They've been duds for years, and they continue to be duds, and they're getting worse instead of better. Meanwhile, we have a flood of other earnings coming in. Let's see. New York Bank of Mellon beats. I've noticed a real trend. The bank stocks, the banking sector, almost every single one of them except for Comerica, has beat earnings estimates and has guided higher. They're doing very well right now, and they do like a rising interest rate environment. I noticed Zions Bank, one that I own. They beat earnings. We have other companies. Well, Baker Hughes misses earnings. Is that any surprise? That's another sector that you shouldn't have much exposure to, the energy sector. The only stocks I own in the energy sector are the refiners, because they like steady, low oil prices. They can make their margins when that's the case. But a company like Baker Hughes, who depends on new drilling and drilling activity, they're going to miss their earnings estimates. United Technologies, there's another one, member of the Dow, they missed and they guided lower. Well, they're in the aerospace and the defense industry. That is not a robust sector either right now, and they're hurt by a strong dollar. Meanwhile, I've been talking up the insurance stocks. Travelers beats earnings, so it's a mixed bag today. But it's the bad stocks that are reporting bad earnings. Let's talk about some good stocks when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, I've been seeing a lot of breakouts here recently in the market. I like breakouts. Breakouts are the beginning of new uptrends. As long as they follow through, you know, there's no guarantees when a stock breaks out of a sideways trend that it's going to continue on. But isn't that the best spot to buy a stock, in my opinion? The answer to that is absolutely yes. And people say, why don't you buy stocks that are hitting new lows? Well, that's just not my style. I like stocks that are flourishing. But don't forget, they still have to make sense from a valuation point of view. In the case of IBM, you can make the value case, but try to make the breakout and the performance and the relative strength case. You can't. Now, when we get the two combined together, now we're talking. We're talking Best Stocks Now, which is the name of the show, the name of the newsletter, the name of the app. I like Best Stocks Now. I don't want a company that was a hot stock 15 years ago and is running on fumes these days. I want stocks that are flourishing in today's market. And one that is currently flourishing and one that I own in my dividend account, okay? You say, well, Gunderson, this one doesn't pay as big a dividend as Verizon. This one you're talking about pays less than 1%, but it still pays a dividend, doesn't it? And it's been on a tear, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market, headquartered in San Francisco, California. Hey, the San Francisco Giants are in town. We sold our tickets to a couple of Giants fans. They pay up. They like coming to San Diego and having good seats to see their Giants play. Unfortunately, our Padres beat them for a change. That doesn't happen too often, but they are in town. And San Francisco is also home to a company, a market cap of $161 billion. And I know what you're thinking. Technology. It's a tech stock. And I know most of my listeners in the Palo Alto and the Silicon Valley area listening on KDAL, some of them don't think there's a world outside of technology stocks, but there is. And I know that Visa sounds like a boring stock, but you probably use your Visa more than you use some of your technology. Visa's a $161 billion market cap company. And it's been one of the top performing stocks in the entire market since going public. Oh, I think back in 2007. Is that when Visa went public? Let me just take a look here. Visa went public, yeah, at the beginning of 2008 at a split adjusted price of about $15 per share. Now, there was the IPO to get in on because now it's $72 per share. Since going public, Visa... Now, this is the performance part of the equation. This is the part of the equation that Verizon and IBM lack. Over the last 5 years, Visa has been moving at a speed of 32.6% per year. The market's been going at a speed of 14.5% per year. IBM, by contrast... That value stock, you say, has been going at a speed of 8.6% per year, badly trailing the overall market. I don't like stocks that are trailing the market. I don't like sports teams that are trailing in their division. We're kind of used to them here in San Diego. But when I'm putting my money down and investing, I'm trying to invest in the best, the all-stars, not the worst. Visa... over the last 3 years, has been, again, traveling at 33% per year. Very consistent stock. The market's been traveling at 16% per year. And then there's no guarantees that Visa will continue to outrun or outpace the market, but it's been running laps around the S&P 500 over the last 3 years and over the last 5 years and over the last 12 months. Over the last 12 months, IBM is minus 8%. Visa is up 33%. Boy, Visa likes those 33 numbers. Five-year average, three-year average, one-year. The market's only up 7.6%, while Visa's up 33.1. It gets a momentum grade right now of A-. by contrast, let's see what IBM's momentum grade is. I've kept you out of IBM, not that that's any big. IBM has a performance grade of C. It's a dud. I wasn't happy with the C on my test. Sometimes I was, but for the most part, I was not happy with a C. And I'm not happy owning C's in my portfolio. Now let's make a value case. Well, Visa's a more expensive stock than IBM is. You're going to have to pay more. The P/E ratio is higher. The price to sales is higher. The price to book value is higher. But filet mignon is more than chuck roast. Last time I looked, Visa is a superior stock. And it deserves a higher P/E ratio and superior P/E ratio to IBM. Visa is expected to grow over the next 5 years by 18% per year. What was IBM? 5% per year. All things being equal, Visa offers a lot more capital appreciation potential than IBM does, as long as you don't pay too much for Visa. Visa has a lower PEG ratio than IBM. PEG ratio on Visa is 1.35. The PEG ratio on IBM is 1.63. I think I'm getting a better deal from a valuation point of view on Visa, and I think I'm buying a much better stock. At least the track record has been a heck of a lot better than the track record over at IBM. Visa also pays a little bitty dividend, a little bit less than 1%, but that's okay. Don't you think that the capital appreciation and the dividend added to each other will exceed that 4.6 dividend yield that Verizon is offering? Don't forget, you can get your income from the dividend it pays and from the capital appreciation of the stock. If your portfolio is increasing, is that not income? And a lot of people don't understand that. They think they've got to own pure interest-paying investments to get income. But you can get income. Look at your house. I mean, didn't you receive income from appreciation in your house and take a little money out of your house when it appreciated? So you got to look at capital appreciation as a source of income. Out of 4,146 stocks in my database, here's this big giant company out of San Francisco, $161 billion. Coming in at number 97, and it is a stock that I own in my growth and income account. For those seeking income, along with the potential for some capital appreciation along the way. And the last thing I would say is Visa broke out yesterday out of about a 6-month sideways trend. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, how is earnings season going so far? Been going good, really, until IBM reported and Verizon. But, you know, that's to be expected. I have found that over time that the bad stocks have a propensity and a higher probability of reporting bad earnings. Bad and bad go together. And good stocks seem to have a tendency to report good earnings. Not always, but for the most part, think about it from a probability point of view. You've got an IBM that has reported 13 quarters in a row of decreasing earnings and decreasing sales. What would make you think that all of a sudden this quarter would be that blowout quarter? And the same with Verizon. That's why I like to focus and concentrate on best stocks now. Hey, I saw a robot story here the other day. I can remember one time, I think I was on the 15 going to between San Diego and Las Vegas or something like that. Traffic came to a stop, and I was sitting there, and I saw a car coming behind me that didn't look like they were going to stop. And I immediately pulled out into the median, and I know for a fact that I would have been hit had it not been for that evasive action that I took at that moment in time. I'm reading that these self-driving cars are having a little problem. Oh, the robots do fine, but it's the other guy. And I saw that a lot of them have been rear-ended, and the robots, I guess they've got to program that into the robot somehow to have the intuition and the inspiration to take evasive action so they don't get clobbered from behind. And I'm just thinking about portfolios and how that ties into portfolios. Do these robots know when there's a train approaching, a freight train approaching the market? And do they know, have that intuition and that quick action to take evasive action to protect the portfolio from getting rear-ended? I don't know. You know, I hate to take the human element out. I know it was humans that programmed the robots. But why are all these self-driving cars getting rear-ended on the freeway? And I hope that, and I think that, I think there's going to be a lot of robot-driven portfolios that eventually get clobbered when this bull market eventually comes to an end. It's been going for 6 years and 16 weeks now, and it continues. But every day we're putting another brick in the wall here of the earnings picture as to whether or not earnings can continue to grow here in America, whether or not those S&P 500s can continue to grow. And I've been telling you that when earnings stop growing, the stock stops growing. Is not IBM a perfect example of that? IBM is no longer growing their earnings. Look, here's their last 3 years. They made $16.64 in 2013. Then they made 10 cents less the next year at $16.54. This year they're expected to make about 60 cents less than last year. There's no growth. And with no growth comes no capital appreciation. Sorry. That's the way it works in the market. When earnings start to recede, which they eventually will do overall in the S&P 500, then the bull market is over. But until then, the bull market is good to the last drop. Hopefully, we want to squeeze every last drop out of this thing. And at least as of last Friday in my newsletter, I said, hey, there's still no indication whatsoever that a recession is right around the next corner. So let's continue to make as much as we can while the sun is shining. Let's continue to make hay. Another stock that's flourishing right now, and it's one that I own, and I don't see why you can't make a case for this stock in an income and growth portfolio. It pays a 2.3% dividend yield. Put yourself a nice collection of 25, 30 stocks of dividend paying that are undervalued, that are flourishing in today's market. It just seems to me to be a better place to be than in a interest rate sensitive bond market, where I don't see that potential for the capital appreciation side of the equation. But this company, which I currently own and reported good earnings out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Hasbro. I'm sure you've come into contact with Hasbro over the years. They manufacture traditional and high-tech toys, games, and interactive products sold worldwide. It's a $10 billion company. Let's call it a mid-cap, large-cap wannabe. Hasbro has got some pretty good management these days, much better than the management over at Mattel, because Hasbro stock has really been lighting up the board here recently. I wrote up Hasbro not too long ago for Market Watch. The title of the story, if you want to look it up, was Not Just Another Toy Story. We talked about everything that Hasbro has going on right now at the company that is driving this earnings growth all of a sudden, and the stock price appreciation that is following along. Hasbro has been a terrific performer. Over the last 10 years, Hasbro has about tripled the returns of the S&P 500. 10-year average, 17.4. Market average, 5.6. Over the last 3 years, Hasbro has really kicked in as they've rode some successful movies that they've tied in, you know, with the toys and all the action figures that we used to get in our Happy Meals until somebody choked on one of them or something. And now no more toys with Happy Meals. Hasbro, over the last 3 years, has delivered 40% per year. And you're saying, I didn't know that. Well, that's one of the main reasons I invented the Best Stocks Now app, is so that in a very easy, clear manner, you can understand and find out how the stock has performed, just like a mutual fund. Don't we always look at a mutual fund's 10-year, 5-year, 3-year, 1-year? And I see other outlets starting to do this. I hear Bloomberg now all the time giving the 10-year average. I don't know if they have my app or it's on their Bloomberg terminals, I guess. But I like that. I like to hold CEOs accountable. What have you done for me lately? As the shareholder, the guy who's paying your salary, you know, and the consumers that are buying your products, what have you done for them? Well, Hasbro's done a pretty good job. Over the last 3 years, 40% per year average, market 16. And get this, over the last 12 months, Hasbro is up 61%. Now, that is more than just a toy story. There's something more going on to it. And if you want to know what more is going on to it, again, look up my article. I'm going to update the article this week. But we have our previous article out there. It's called Hasbro, Not Just Another Toy Story. And you can see what Hasbro's done since I wrote the article. It's done really well. It gets a performance grade of A-. It gets a momentum grade of A right now, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Now, make a value case for it, Gunderson. Well, you know, I've got to update my valuation here, I see. In fact, let's go down here in the spreadsheet, and let's update this valuation on Hasbro right now and see where we're at. Hasbro currently has a P.E. ratio of 26, and you could say, well, IBM's only 11. Well, one's a very good stock, and one's a very lousy stock. You're going to pay up for a little bit better merchandise in the market, especially one that has delivered the returns that Hasbro has here recently. And I own Hasbro in my moderate risk profile. This is not an aggressive growth stock with a new drug that can cure cancer, or a new technology. They've been around for a while. It's a mature company. Let's take a look at their earnings estimates. They're expected to make $3.32 this year, $3.98 next year. They pay a dividend yield of, like I said, 2.3%. So you're going to get that too on top of any capital appreciation. I currently am going to raise my target price with this current earnings report that they made to $130 per share. That's 5 years from now. Hasbro is trading at $80 per share. So I can still make a pretty good value case for Hasbro. In fact, before this earnings report, I had my target price at $118, I'm raising it by $11, almost $12 to $130, because the numbers are going higher, and that's what happens when numbers go higher. Earnings estimates go higher, target prices go higher. Hasbro, out of 4,100, and let's see, 4,146, Hasbro comes in at number 140, and it's a stock that I own in my moderate risk profile. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one of the things I do throughout the day, as I sit here looking at the market every single day, looking at hundreds and hundreds of charts, and my focus is on the highest rated stocks that my Best Stocks Now app points out to me. Hey, Bill, at least take a look at this one over here. And it speeds up my process of sifting through a pile of stocks, looking under a lot of rock, looking for those gold nuggets that are hidden down there. And when I can, you know, concentrate my search to like 300 or 400 a day instead of 4,000 a day, it really helps me. It helps me sift through a very large marketplace. And obviously, I look at everything I own on a daily basis. That's really important to me. That's really critical to me, to take a look at the ones that I own and see if they're behaving well and see if I like how they're behaving. A lot of times, the first sign of something not quite right shows up in the stock chart, in the one-year stock chart, the behavior of the stock. And that's usually a warning sign to me, either good or bad. It's also a signal to me when a stock breaks out, like I mentioned earlier on Visa, that maybe something good's getting ready to happen. And when I see a good chart on a good stock, I'll send out a tweet. I'm on StockTwits. I think I have almost 15,000 followers right now. You can follow me on StockTwits or on Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. But I also have a service that's called Live Trading. Push notifications on all of the portfolios that I manage. If I make a change in my ETF portfolio, for instance, I send out a push notification to the premium subscribers that I'm making a change in this portfolio. I have a speculative trading account. It's doing pretty good. It's up 12% year to date. Those are stocks that tend to be a little bit more thinly traded. Sometimes there's micro caps. I don't care what walk of life they come from. As long as there's enough volume there for me to trade them, they're not penny stocks by any means. They're in my database. Just to become a member of the database, you have to qualify. You can't be a penny stock and things like this. And when I find something that really looks good to me and I buy it, I send out a push notification that goes out instantaneously to premium subscribers. Not only do they get a push notification on their phone, but they also get an email. An email that tells them that I just bought a stock, and I tell them what portfolio I bought it in. And if I put in a sell stop, sometimes in the trading accounts, I put in trailing sell stops to protect myself on the downside. So if you have interest in that service, you can go to the Apple Store, the iTunes Store, and look up the Best Stocks Now app. Once you download it on your phone, which doesn't cost anything, we have a free version of the app, which has a heck of a lot of information in it for free. But you can also upgrade your app to the live trading. Or if that's not for you, you can upgrade your app to get all 4,200 stocks, and we're adding more every single day because we don't want to miss any opportunities around the world. I feel like more rocks we can look under, the better chance we have of finding those gold nuggets. And, of course, the push notifications also include the weekly premium newsletter that has all of the individual model portfolios. So that's also part of the deal. And I send out the password to access the premium newsletter every single week. And you can follow along in the various portfolios. Now, everybody out there is a little bit different. Some of you are income investors and want to keep it safe, so your focus is more on some of these dividend payers like I've been talking about here today. I covered Visa and I covered Hasbro, not recommendations, but examples of stocks that fit that category, that fit that risk profile but they also fit my Best Stocks Now profile. Some of you are speculative traders. I have a speculative trading account. Like I say, as of right now, it's up 12% year to date. It currently has about 8 stocks in there, and I'm always looking for more. That's the more actively traded account. And then in between, there's everything else. I've got a conservative growth, a moderate, and an aggressive growth profile. I tried to come up with a portfolio for every trading style and every investing style, because everybody out there is different. And when you open an account with me, you know, we always have a little chit chat, you and I, before I start investing, just to make sure that I'm on the right track, and I do my best to determine where your risk profile lies depending upon different things. And it does not come back and spit out an asset allocation based on your age and your risks, because I believe there's assets that I don't want to have any exposure to at different various times. Like right now, I don't want to have any exposure to the bond market, and I can't really see any time in the near future where I'm going to want to have any exposure to the bond market. For the last 4 years, I've had no exposure to precious metals or gold or to commodities, just not an asset class that I like. I've been focused, while the bull market is in place, in equities, ownership of stocks. And I still say that that's the best place to be. And once I determine your risk profile, then we go a searching for the very best stocks within that risk profile. And I'm not going to buy 30 the very next day. No, I'm very methodical. I go through the market. When I see something that fits everything I like, then I purchase it in your account and all other accounts in that same risk profile that have cash available. And you can see it. It shows up in your ScottTrade on ScottTrade.com. See exactly what I'm doing in your account. Anyways, you can sign up for the newsletter to get a little better idea of what we're all about here. It's pwstreet.com. That's my website. And if you like what you hear about the methodology that we use to manage accounts here, we do things a little bit differently at Gunderson Capital Management. You can give us a call and talk to one of my assistants here. Eventually, you'll get to me and talk to me, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.